This insight is enormously valuable. It really is, because it will persuade you. Don't go for quick fix anymore. Don't just work on one element, even though that's easy to be worked upon. It's efficient, you know. You can work on a strategy or a system or a structure in a nighttime, in a weekend. In fact, I was with an organization once, and I said to them in our opening visit, it was kind of a get-acquainted visit, "Do you have a mission statement?" And they said, "Well, yes." Hesitatingly brought it out, and it basically said to enhance the asset base of the owners. And I said, "Well, do you put that on the wall to inspire your people with the dedication to their needs and concerns and also your customers?" "Well, no, but come on, get off all this idealistic stuff, Stephen. I mean, really, isn't that what business is about, to make money?" I responded, "Well, certainly that's one of the basic needs of businesses. If there's no margin, there's no mission. But I'll tell you what your culture's like." "What do you mean?" "Your culture is filled with so much duplicity, so much double-mindedness and hidden agendas. It's filled with interdepartmental rivalries and interpersonal conflicts. You'll probably find that most of the people live in memo haven. Law is probably the principal form of communication, because it's tight and tough, and you have to check everything to make sure that it is legal and can be defended. My guess is that even in this executive committee, there were about eight there, it's polarized, and that even though you're cosmetically nice to each other on the surface, there are deep cancers eating inside, metastasizing all kinds of cancer cells in the different parts of the body politic." They sat back with their mouths just gaped open. "How would you know so much?" "You've told me. You're dealing basically with one need of one stakeholder. What about all the other needs of people and all the other stakeholders? The paradigm is too incomplete. It's too partial. It's fundamentally erroneous. And because the natural laws operate regardless, people that operate on that paradigm will produce those kinds of fruits." You know, what I'm really trying to say here is that the true foundation of successful organizations and families and marriages is trust. Because trust enables people to communicate and to solve problems, no matter what those problems are. They also learn to cooperate, but where you have low trust, the smallest problems are usually exacerbated all out of proportion, and people often drowned in puddles